of Bar Shmuel, Mishum Reb Chiya. Ein ha-bo-tzaya rishoy lef-tzaya ad shi-yaviyo melech or lift-toy lef-nei kolecha b'yecha. When you sit down to make the moitzi, you shouldn't make the moitzi until you have salt in front of everybody, or else it's reachable for everybody to use the salt. But that's Mikra Adin, after you make the moitzi, you're supposed to dip the bread into salt. Rava Bar Shmuel ignored the Reish Kalusa. Rava Bar Shmuel once went to Reish Kalusa. After Klerifta, they gave him bread to eat. Ubotzal Hedja. And he ate it right away. He said, didn't wait for no salt. He didn't dip it into no salt. He ate it right away. Omulet Satamidim asked him, Hodama Mishmaita, you chayzik what you said before. You just said that you're not supposed to make a moitzi until you first dip it into salt. Omalahu les dein tzorech b'sheish. Is this bread here is very geshmak, bread doesn't need anything. But since the bread I got for the Reish Kalusa, geshmak bread, I don't have to put salt into it. The Pasha meant it was made the time, it has time into the bread, into the challah, so you don't have to have salt. Shrashi b'sheish m'zikud k'may b'sheish rechuklema. Pasta tini huzu. This is a nice bread. V'yitzrich liftin. This doesn't need liftin. So, our breads right now also should not have to have salt. Because all breads we have, it has gishmak of time, it tastes very good, but no one needs to have salt. But Tzoyis speaks out the bottom of the top Tzoyis. Tzoyis says, the onu, the middle of Tzoyis, the onu ain't onu regilum lohavi ala shulchan loy melech lo liftin. Us, we don't have to have any more salt and lift on, mishum de pasha lonu choshich. Our bread reading is gishmak of bread. But Rehu ki hod the yom of the stomach, right? The Gemara said later, less than sarach v'sheish. This gishmak of bread doesn't need salt. Meals are tasted, Rebbe Menachem, while you're medagdik moid, lohavi melech ala shulchan. So the Indian are called upon him to have salt on the shulchan. Even though Niki, you don't have to dip your bread into the salt, salt should be on the shulchan. Because there's a medrash that says, "Kishay Yisrael Yeshvin ala shulchan when the Yidden are sitting on the shulchan." Or Mamtinim ze achiyut liyadeim. They're waiting for one another to wash their hands. Vehain b'lo mitzvahs are not doing any mitzvahs right now. They can't talk. As most of them wash their hands and they're waiting for everybody to sit down and they can't talk. They can't learn now. They're without mitzvahs. Is our sot in the country? The sot is in the country, Galayan. Or Bris Melech Megan Galayan. That time the Major says, look, there's a Melech on the table, that's Megan. So that's usually the minute they leave salt on the table. The Halacha that's brought down another time is because our Shulchan is named to the Mizbeach. And Mizbeach is supposed to have salt. So therefore our Shulchan should at least have salt on the table. At the same time, in your Melech is, that's Megan. So the Megan for this Kitchery, the sun should be Mekatri. So Mikra, then you don't have to dip the bread into the salt. Even though the Raman hug you, some people do dip it in. The many to dip it in. The Yikra didn't hide, you don't have to dip it into the salt anymore, but there's an Indian to have the salt on the bread, on the table. Right. Person's making Meirag Layim, it doesn't end off, or if you mean to tell you an Eitzah how to make, El of Yeshiva, only when you're sitting down. Why? Such Rashi. When you're about to finish, you're afraid that the shun splits onto your feet. Therefore you stop making before the last ones come out. And the most times they used to make right on the floor, so you're afraid it'll split onto your foot, so you stop before, therefore it's not an answer to make standing up, you should make sitting down. But if it's very soft dirt there, that it doesn't spritz back, I'll feel it by me there, you'll have to make. If you lack of tichuach, if you have no of tichuach, what's the yetza? Yamed umokim gvoya, stand on a higher place, v'yashin umokim madron, a place going downwards. Yeah, it's not going to spritz back on your feet, so you're not afraid to end off the whole thing. As well as that, we don't have the shadow, we have our bowls, we can end off. Right, v'yamay rova bashmu mishmed rabchiyah. Acha kolachi lozcha echo melech. After all eating, make sure to eat salt. After all type of drinking, shesay mayim. Make sure to drink water. Liatunizik, you won't be hurt for the day. Tani nami yochi. Acha kolachin oscha echo melech. After all eating, eat salt. Liachos yoscha shosay mayim. Liatunizik. Tani yidach. Ocho kol maichlu. If you ate a lot of things, but liachos melech, you didn't eat salt. Or else shosay komashkin drank a lot, but liachosay mayim is biyayim yidik mrechatir. The daytime you're going to have bad odor coming out of your mouth. Or valayim at nighttime yidik minasachro. Type of a choking. You'll be afraid that you may choke. So the law that's brought down won't have to be matzah on this, eat salt and teat and teat or drink water on, but it says because most of our food already has salt inside it. And most of our drinks have water inside it. Therefore we don't have to be matzah today. Mikodin is supposed to have salt and water. Right, put a rab on it. Hamakveh achim losa b'mayin, if somebody makes sure to have a lot of water in his food, really means when you like you have before Joshua, hamakveh losa b'mayin, shayse mayim harbe achrachim losa. Because after you ate a lot, you drank a lot of water. Achachim losa tzofa b'mayin, as if in your stomach, the oichel is like swimming in the water. The yotzer b'azim and kov b'azim, is then, that's a good thing, is ain't a bol dechoy l'mayin. You won't have any intestines problems, you won't have any making problems. How much should you drink? Kitten is a big jug. It's a jug for every pot, loaf of bread. That's how much water you should drink. If you used to eating a doshim with lentils, is achas ashkreshim yoim, once in 30 days, that will stop this choking sickness from your house. Once the 3 days, Gudrashi Monday Asachro, Shacholi Bo Machmas Otzef Nei Mayim. You choke because you can't go. You hold in. Vadoshim Shalshlim, and his lentils is a good shoshul that makes you go. So you have a once in 3 days is good. But more, I'll call you in there if you take it every day, Loi. My time of the Koshler Echapir makes a little bit odor in your mouth. You shouldn't take it every day. They always say, well, these halachas the Gemara said doesn't actually apply this money there because there is a Shinat Hevet, it's not Mukhruch. What the Gemara says is a refuah, it's still a refuah man is there. Because there is a shina guf, today we have different. So I don't think it's not wrong. Shulchan Aruch has not brought down these halakhas here. Amachayim Aloy, my time is on the question of Rechatel. The Yom Rav Mori, Yom Rav Yechinin, Horogo Bechardov, you're used to eating mustard. Achas Ashleishim Yom, once in 30 days, Meneya Chaloyim Metech Boitz. It's a good thing to eat, you'll stop sicknesses from your house. That's a cure, a cure, a cure. You take mustard every day, that's no good. My time is in the kosher, the chush, the liver. It's bad for the heart. Take mustard every day, it's no good for the heart. Omer Rav Chiyel Rashi, Omer Rav, Horogu B'dogam Ketanim, he takes small fish, like sardines. Is ain't a ball of Decholi mind. It's very good for intestines. You won't come to any sicknesses of the intestines. The Lord Yehudah, the Shadogim Ketanim, Mafrim, or Marbin, or Mavzim, Kavufash Rodim. Makes you healthy and strong and makes you prove real. It's a good thing to eat. It's called Bubba Shalodim. Omer Rabbi Chan Rabbi Chalina. Ho Yogu B'Ketzach. If you want to eat this Ketzach, a type of a vegetable, Rashi says Ketzach. Ketzach Rabbi Sen Mepharshim Mila Balaz. Mishimati Min Zeroyim Shazor Nes and Beretz Yishmael. So some type of a Zeroyim, some type of a bean. Ho Yogu B'Ketzach, you want to eat Ketzach, ain't a bore of a koiv late. You won't come to any heart problem. Meisvei, Rishon Leilema, Ketzach, Echad Mishishim, Talmei Movis, if you take Tzach, it's like 160, it's a poison, come on. Cool. So, Hayoshel Mizrach, Le Mizrach Gorme, if you sleep on the Mizrach side of your Gorme, means where you store up your Tzach, is done of Roshay. So, if you're killing yourself, you see that Tzach is no good. No Lekasha. Habereichli, Habetaimei. His Tzereich is no good for you, his smell is no good. For the Talmud, the Gishmak of Talmud is good for you. And he mother Reb Yirmiyah, he Reb Yirmiyah's mother, Afalei Rifta, she used to bake bread, or Mitvakolei, she put this Ketzach, she used to put this Ketzach like Dovik, put it near the bread, to give the time to go into the bread, of a Makalfilei, later she squashed it, she scraped it off, so that the Reich shouldn't come into his mouth. This Ketzach, the Reich is no good, but the time is Yirmiyah. Trash in the Mizrach, a garner, shok tzach, sheruach malodis, ruach leicha, or metanemesi, machnesis, or reach, potech a group. It brings the reach, the smell into your group. Hob reach, the time of the reach kosher. Smelling this vegetable, this bean, is no good. You are tamtoy, but the taste is very good for you. Magma was a man whose mother used to be magmuk labor with them. She used to like attach it to the bread. After cold, the tamtoy, the tam went into the bread. Then a makalfu lay, the shuha reach. Then she would scrape it off so that the reich shouldn't come into it. But if you do run a burim in the shoyim, and the mishnah of Yudah said you don't make a burim pri adama, what depends on zroyim you made burim in zroyim, on the shoyim you make burim in the shoyim. Only on zayim with any rabbi chnina by papa ain't a look of Yudah. We don't talk to look of Yudah on all type of vegetables and beans. We only make a burim pri adama. V'yomer abzeira. Vitema Rabbi Chinuno, Papa. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's our problem of Yehuda Shita? Makriya, he says you have to make a special bracha for the Shoyim and for Zeroyim. Or Makriya, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You have to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu bracha every day. But you know, Ribi Yom Mevorchin Oitzoy. You only make a bracha by day of a live day Mevorchin Oitzoy. His Mashu Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, only at day time you have to give a bracha, not at night time. Ella, the Psham, the Pasuk is, what's the Ribu Haloshim Yom Yom, Loim Moloch. Call Yom Yom every single day, Tain Lo Meim Bechaisa. Give him a bracha of name of all different things he deserves. Now, give him a lot of different types of brachas. Talk of you, the lift of Yitz Royim, make Bermin as Royim. If Yitz Shoyim, make Bermin as Shoyim. There's all different types of vegetables that have different types of brachas. Hokinami call min, or min, Tain Lo Meim Bechaisa. Every different type of a vegetable, make a different type of bracha for him. That's a view. The sheet of we don't pass like that. We pass and you make just some burpy adam. The Yom Rabzeh V'tem Rabbi Chinen Abba Papa. Bro of the world, come and see. Shalai ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, midas bos v'dam, not the way we act. Midas bos v'dam, the way we understand things, is kli reka and machzik. If you have an empty kli, you can put something into it and it'll hold it or retain it. Mole ain't a machzik. If you have a kli mole, a full kli, you can't fill it up. It's not mastic, overflow. Abla Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't a king. Molei mastic. It means a person, the Talmud Chacham, that learned a lot. The more you learn, the more it goes in and you keep it. Vashen ken reikin. If you didn't learn anything yet, it ain't a mastic. You don't hold it. You don't know anything. Shenam avayemer. Im shemoya tishma. If you listen to me, what does that mean? Im shemoya tishma. If you listen to me, it'll be good. V'im lava tishma. If not, you're not going to hear. If you listen to the old thing that you learned already, Tishma b'chodesh, you'll be able to hear new things. The Yisna Lavavcho, if you turn your heart away, Shuvla Tishma, you're not going to hear anything more. So by learning Faket, the more and more you learn, the more and more you get. That's not Kemidah's Botzabadon. Trashi, Im Shemoya, Pam Achas, Soifach Shetito Oizu Pam Acheres. If you listen one time, you'll hear it again a second time. In Tishma B'Yoshin, Shishonis V'Shalashto, Mashtamat Nishtakim, if you chazer over two and three times, then you'll be able to hear new things. So the more you learn, the more you know. Right, that's the Mishnah. Ve'lecha Peres Ilum. If you make a bracha on Peres Ilum, which should be a Borer Pri Eitz, you made a mistake and you said a Borer Pri Hadom is Yot. If you make a Borer Pri Hadom on an apple, but you have a Yot. Vashen can be our Peres Oretz. If you take a vegetable and you make a Borer Pri Eitz, is lo yotze, because that's a sheker. This pre adoma, this potato, did not come out of an eighth, so it's a sheker, you're not yotze. But showing the opposite way, if you take an apple to make a bird pre adoma, even though the apple came out of the tree, but the tree came out of the adoma, so it's not a sheker, you can make a bird pre adoma with the yevet. The akunam zakti mishni moma shakul yedvar with yotze. The yevet, if anything you may a shakul, you are yotze. Even within the gemara, even bread and yayin, but the yevet, you also yotze. So the more mantan, who's the time of our Mishnah, the Yikra Ilan Arya, that the Yikra of a tree is the ground that it grows from. And therefore, if you make a bar of tree Adama on an apple, your Yitzha, of course, an apple is also considered coming out of the Adama. Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yudi, it goes according to Yudah. The Tanan, Yod is Shamayim. If the mine you have a field, the Shalabai Kikurim. The Kurim, usually you have a nice field, you grow fruits. You have to take the fruits and bring it to Yishlayim, and you gave it away, you like, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you the orit that grows these fruits. Now what about in your land, Yavash Shemayim, the well that gave the water dried up, or else when Niktas Ilun, your tree has got chopped down, is maybe, still you have to bring the fruits, bring Bikurim, V'yena Kureya. But you can't be Kureya thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land, because it's not Choshev land anymore. Hey, see, Yol Tanakamo, the Ikur of the land is a tree. If the tree got cut down, it's not called to have land. I can't find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no, maybe the Kodesh. You could still bring the Bikurim and be Kodesh, give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Even though you don't have the tree, but the Ikur, the fruit, is the Adam, and the Adam you still have, you can still be Kodesh. So what then, if you make a Baruch Pri Adam on an apple, you yate it because the Ikur of the apple that came from the Adam. So Rashi, Yodish, Rashi, the Ikar Ilan Aryehi, the Ikar called that Paris the Oritz, the Akil Godly Men, grows out of the ground. Yove Shemayim Nik Sila, for your Lord Beis HaShachun, you had an orchard, or Boy Mine, and there you had a mine, you had a well. shul mashkeil, you got water from it. The cart sub bikurim, you cut off the kurum menu. The yachakach yavashemayim, then the world dried up. The chayin sod ilan, the cart is bikurim menu. The yachakach nixas ilan, then the tree got chopped down. Is made of any kareya. Why tanakam olchein? Yachol leimem menad damash in a fatuli. I can't thank the kodesh brachu. Thank you for the land you gave me. Why the chiv and the yavashemayim nixas ilan? Since the well or the tree got chopped down, the menu brought the la'arya. There's not chashed this ground anymore. There's a chiva, so the ground is what grows out of it. So I don't have the tree anymore, the ground is not worth anything. If you don't know, maybe the Kaira, Sheor it's the Ika. He holds the Ika, Shema Chalamol is the ground, and the ground you still have. Even though the tree got shot down, still you can make a bracha on the and you give a shvach to Bikurim. Well, then if you make a bar pre adam on an apple, you also eat. Right. Al Peiris, Oritz Do, Faket, if you make a bar pre eat. On a vegetable, you're not yoytze. Because it's a sheker. For the more pshita, Avadi is a sheker. What's the Avadi mean to say? You'll be yoytze, it's a sheker. On Rav Nachman Yitzchel, Nitzchel, Rav Yehuda. A ghost Rav Yehuda, Shita, Diyoma, Chita, Min Ilanin. He holds Chita, wheat, has a shame tree to it. For the Avadi mean, if you make a bowl create, then on Chita at least, you should be yoytze, Kamashman, still you're not yoytze. The Tanya, Ilan, Shachim, and Adam Rishon. What was the first tree that ate Adas that Adam Rishon ate from? What tree was it? We had Meyuwein the Gethenhoi. It was a grape. Shame of Chodavish, maybe Lola Lodem Eliyain. What may Shalu the Chicka or Drashi Shumi Yavi Lola Mijim? The Zehavi Nisa that brings Nisa pointed out Chicka, that's Yain. Shinema, Vayoshis, Mina Yain, Vayushka. Him Chicka. We have Nachmanam Atena. It was a fig tree. Hoysa. What's the Raya? Shebadavish, and it's Kalkula Boy Nitkanu. The same tree that he made the Chet was, that's what fixed them up later. Shinema, Vayispo Ale Tena. That how he get his begotten, they're made from the leaves of a fig tree. So Chur, since it was a fig tree that gave him the leaves to make the begodim, try that with the chet, was done from that also. The abudu or in the chita is to know, Adam Rishon ate wheat. That was the eight fadat, it was a wheat. She'en atidnit yodea liquid avavimo hachitim tam bogin. Again, like the bogin, that's the first choshim of food yeet, the mashma gives you some dat. So since the Torah called it eight fadat, Sarai was wheat. That was the eight fadat. So mele, salk with Barat HaChamina. Hoyo v'yom Rav Yehuda, chitim in ilon hi, l'borach alay, bar create. Since wheat has the same tree, it was called the Eitz Hadass, you can make a bar create on it, kamash mula, no. If you make a bar create, you're not yoytze. Why? Heicha m'borach in bar create. When do we make a bar create? It was what's called the tree that we say the Teres, the fruit of this tree, has the same create. Heicha d'shish tzatmas lema peri. Even if like an apple tree, after you pull off the apple, isa l'gab, the gabzon. The branch of the tree is there the whole year round. The branches on the tree stay there. So hold them up. Next year, the same branch gives off peris again. That's called the tree that you make a bird create. Avol heicha d'shish tzatmas lema peri. In the case where if you pull off the fruit, isa l'gabzon, the branch falls off and dies down. To hold the mafik, to hold the mafik, to hishak with the pay relates to God with the mafik. So when you pull off the fruit, the branch like dries out or goes down, it's not there anymore. To give off new fruit, when the work of the bird creates a bird for a dhamma. And such a tree did not make a bird create, only a bird for a dhamma. So that's what wheat is. Wheat, every year you chop it down, and next year grows up, new wheat grows up. We don't have the same branches there from year to year. That's the same straw on a banana tree. On a banana tree, even though it's a nice tree of banana, but those shoots that the bananas grow out from, when you cull off the banana, that whole shoot dries out. And next year, a new shoot grows out. Since it's a new shoot, it's not called a tree, it's only a bonafide adama. To be an ace has to be that the branches stay from year to year. That makes it a bonafide ace. Right, so the akuna mamama shaku, you also yotze. Itma, ravune omar chutz menapach. Chutz from bread. You see, old bread is pechoshim. Even bread, you make a shakel with the bread, and bread, you're not yotze. Umin ayayin, poa din yayin, also is pechoshim, you make a shakel and yayin, you're not yotze. Trashi, kriyamin le kamon, shegurim brokos har beliatzma, be kiddish, or bavdolo, be brokos chasanim, since it's such a choshim, zachar, as own brokos, be kiddish, you can't be yotze with a shakel. We have Yechinen, Omar Yechinen says no, we hold like a Yechinen, a few will pass the Yain. Even pass the Yain, but the Yevin, if you made a Shakun, you have the Varoi, the Yoitza. So it's a Gemara name, it's a Tanoi. The Chur is a Machoikis Tanoi. What's the Machoikis? Raw pass. Somebody saw a nice bread. The Yomer and he said, Kamen no pasu.
how nice this bread is. Baruch HaMokim Shebaruch. Baruch, he thanked the Kodesh Baruch that he created this piece of bread, Shebaruch. He didn't say pass. So Shari Aloha, you have to say Shebaruch pass. But he just said Shebaruch. He is Aloha Yotze. You say Baruch HaMokim Shebaruch Yotze. Ruah Tainis, same thing you saw a fig. But you're my common Ruah Tainis, who are nice as fig is. Baruch HaMokim Shebaruch Yotze. Without you Yotze, the Baruch, and you can eat it with the edit. Divrei Rav Meir, Zalt Rav Meir, Rabbi Yosi Yomanei, Kol HaMishanim in Matbeah, Shtavachom in Brokos Liyotza. If you Mishanim the Matbeah, from the Brokos, you're not Yotza, Yotza Deicha Bosoi. Since you said, Baruch HaMokim Shebora, that's not a Matbeah Brokos, that's not the Nusach HaChom or Kedayim, you're not Yotza the Brokos. In the Chuz of Tomorrow's Hour Shiloh, if you give Yotza with a Shakol on Path, on Yain, it's all in the Shiloh. Name of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna says you're not Yotze Shakol on Pas, the Yomak Rav Yosi. He holds like Rav Yosi says here, if you're a Mashana from the Matveya, you made the wrong Nusach, you're not Yotze. So I did a Shakol on Pas, it's called the Shini, not Yotze. The Rav Yechon, it says no, even a Shakol on bread, you are Yotze, the Yomak Rav Meir. That he knows even on the Pas, he can make this Baruch of Baruch HaMokim Shabaruch. So see, as long as you thank the Kodesh Baruch, that he created it, it's enough, even though it's a different Nusach. So the word name, Omalok Rav Huna, nor the army of Phil Rameya. Rav Huna says, no, I hold even according to Rameya. If I hold, if you make a shakul on Pash, you're not Yetz according to anybody. Even according to Rameya. Why? Ah, come on, come Rameya. When did Rameya say he can make this bracha, baruch, hamokim, shebaro? Is Hosan Elahecha the Kamat Kishmei the Pas. Hey, there at least the bread was in front of him, and he said, baruch, hamokim, shebaro, as if he said, baruch Hashem created this Pas. So since he's talking about the Pas, that's a good bracha. Avlechad lekomat kishmei the pas. Here, all you made is a shakul near the dvaroi. You didn't mention any word about the pas. Is afilu meya maybe you're not yotze. It's the old since pas is so chashiv. If you don't mention the word pas to talk about the bread that's in front of you, you're not yotze. The more Rabbi Yechon, no more Rabbi Yechon says no. A shakul you are yotze on bread. He holds anor the yamri. I go afilu Rabbi Yosi. I'll tell you, I hold even kunt Rabbi Yosi. Even Rabbi Yosi said, this block of Baruch HaMokim Sheboro, somebody thanks the Kodesh Baruch that he created. You're not Yotze, but with the Shaku you are Yotze. Why? Ah, come on, come Rabbi Yosi, Hossam. When did Rabbi Yosi say you're not Yotze with such a block of Baruch HaMokim Sheboro? Ela Mishon Dekom, a block of Tlepsin Rabbonim. That bracha, Rabbonim never made such a bracha like that. There's no such nusach of bracha. Hey, Baruch HaMokim Sheboro is not a bracha. Therefore you're not Yotze. Avalo, Mashakon, Yibd Baruch, Kinu Rabbonon, but he makes the bracha of a shakol, which I call upon him is a nusach of a bracha. For water, for meat, for eggs, that's the thing to make. There is such a bracha like that. Ha'bezoi, afilu Rabbon, afilu Rab Yesi Maida. Even Rab Yesi would also be Maida, you are Yotze. Luckily, we hold like Rabbi Yechonin, the Vada Shakol is a Nusach HaBracha, then it could be Yetzu with Shakol even for Pas, even for Yayin. Now the Gemara. Binyamin Reya, Binyamin was a pair, was a pastor, what do you call it, Reya? He took a shakol here. Korach Rifti caught the bread, because he wanted to eat the bread. The Yomi made a bracha like this. Borach Morei, blanches the Yevishto, to high pita from this bread. Izama Rab Yotze, such a bracha you also yotze. But the evidence with this bracha you also yotze. Shadimah Ivama Rab, call bracha Shane Brach, Kuras Hashem, ain't a bracha. If you don't say Hashem's name, it's not a bracha. So true. The Yama Baruch Rachmona Morid that piti. Said Baruch the Abishta, Rachmona the Abishta's name already. If he mentions Hashem's name, that's a bracha. Shadimah Ivama Bina in Shalosh Brachas. So the half minute is a yotze for benching like this. For the Gemara for benching, you have to have three brachas. And the Gemara, my yotze, the come around, now my yotze, the bracha rishayna. You only yotze the first bracha yotze. This is a shala, what does bracha rishayna mean? Some of first name means yotze for hamoiti, and some of first name, no, even yotze for the first bracha hazon. Hazon. So after benching, with this little nusach yotze the first bracha. That's what Rashi means. Yotze Rashi, the bracha rishayna, bracha hazon. You just say Baruch Rachmona, Mori, the High Peter, you yotze for the first brach of Azon B'diyet.
So Mori says, Mike Mash, what's the Chiddush over here? That Afagav Yomer B'loshen Chol, even though he said it B'loshen Chol, still you yotze. Because you did not say B'loshen HaKodesh, you did not say in Hebrew B'loshen HaKodesh, you said B'loshen Aramaic, that's called B'loshen Chol. Gemara said, Tanina learned this already. It says clearly, V'yelu nemor b'cholosh, these are things you could be yotin ein loshin you want. Parshis Saita, Vidui, Maisa, Kriyashma, Tfila, Brichas Amosim. It says clearly, if you say Brichas Amosim, any loshin you want, even in English, you'd be yotzer also. Who had been feeling Kriyashma, you would be yotzer if you said b'choloshin. Even on the Chativu, there's a hidden saying loshin HaKadosh for two reasons. First of all, loshin HaKadosh has Kedusha to it. Secondly, we do not know the exact translation of every single word, but still, if you say it, b'choloshin b'yotzam. So what's the chiddush here? The Gemara says, yes, it's really the chiddush over here. Because otherwise, Sakot HaDachimil Rabbah thought to say, Hani mili diyomah b'loshin choyol, ki'echad et kinah rabbonah b'loshin HaKadosh. If you say the exact translation, the same way it was b'loshin HaKadosh, you translate it now into English, into loshin Aramaic, then it'd be yotzam. But you're not saying exactly like Baruch to Hashem, you're not saying Blushin Aramic the same way they were mistaken the Blushin HaKadosh. Maybe you're not be Yotza. Kamash Mulan, yes, it's still Yotza, since you're saying the same Indian. Baruch Rachmon and Moradai Peter, Baruch Hashem, the one that created this bread, that's also Yotza for the Baruch of Kirchhoff Sazon, Baruch Rishon. Kuf, what we just said before, Marav. Call Baruch Hashem, Boss Koros Hashem, any Baruch did not mention Hashem's name, any Baruch is not called a Baruch. If we have Yechner, Rabbi Yechner, the Edzlan says more, Rabbi Yechner, Nomar, Call Baruch Hashem, Bo Malchus, you have to say Melech Oilam, any Baruch. If we don't say Melech Oilam, it's not called a Baruch. Omer Abai, Abai says, Kavos of the Rav, and start with the Sroh, like Rav says, that Hashem's name is enough. The Tanya learn like this. And the Pesuk says, Lo Yavarti mi mitzvah secha, was not over any mitzvah. Lo Shechachta, did not forget. So Dashim Lo Yavati was not over Mila Berech, but to bench you. Lo Shechachta, did not forget. Mohaske Shim Cholot, remember your name on it. V'ilu Malchus, like a Tanya, does not say Lashon of Malchus here. Mashmah, to make a Berech, it's enough just to say Hashem's name without Malchus. So Rabbi Yechon Morris says, Rabbi Yechon says, no, Tonis Dashim like this. Lo Shechachti Melhaske Shimcho Umachus Cholot, that did not forget to mention both Yashem and Melech Oilam Malchus, because according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not called a Bracha unless you say Melech Oilam. Rashi says, Marecho Baruch Asher Kedishonu V'mitzayse V'tzvonu L'Hafrish Trumas Amaisa. It's a Chiddush Tish Rashi. He'll be Mashmah the Bracha and Maisa's Midiraisa. Before Prosh the Gemara we had enough Yud Tezvav was Mashmah Tzoni Midirabonin. Shre Rashi here. Prosh Tish Miyol the Bracha Tzoni Midirabonin. I call upon him, that's who Vedashin was. As Master is Tzukim here, Vedashin, Kondra Rabbi Yechanan, he answers his sheet, even though you have to have shame or Malchus, it means talk of shame or Malchus also. Alright, we'll stop here.
Brach was only given with the Rabbanim to make a Brach our precious true with the Maitre. With the Reis, there's no Tzachiv of Brach. And here we're dashing the Postin. A call for the Rashi tied up in the Postin. Levati Mr. Sechem, Levati Levati Mr. Brach. I didn't forget to make the Brach on true with the Maitre. What's for Levati Shechati? What's the Postin I didn't forget? He dashing, Vilahavka Shim Chalov. I didn't forget to mention your name. I said Brach to Hashem. Avivu Malkus Lekatoni. But to say Melech Olam, to mention Malchus, doesn't say this right though. So to write Rav, you don't have to say Melech Olam. The Rabbi Yechonah, son of Rabbi Yechonah, the writes like this. Lo Shechachti, I didn't forget, Lahas Nashimcho, O Mahus Cholo, Lo Shechachti, about them, both things. But that's Rabbi Yechonah. Sheet, and we pass by Rabbi Yechonah, a Brocha doesn't have a shame. Brocha, unless you say Melech Olam. You have to say Malchus in the Brocha. The Bosh says, Mahas Nashimcho, Mahus Cholo, every Brocha, but I can say, we say Brocha, so Shem, the Tain of Melech Olam. Melo, what he said here, Baruch Rachmona Moradai Piti, you have to say Baruch Rachmona Malchus the Yalma, the Hilaloch Rosso. You want to be Yisrael with such a Lusa, the Bricha Tamaitzin, you have to say Baruch Rachmona, that's the Yavishta, Malchus the Yalma. You have to put in the Hiz the Melech Oilam. Then you'll be Yisrael, that's good Lusa, the Bricha.